And bookies have slashed the odds on the Duchess of Cambridge giving birth to a baby girl. It's after she appeared to start saying the word daughter when accepting a gift from a member of public yesterday on a visit to Grimsby. That's the latest. I'm Adam Lindsay.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance go. Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another hour of music from Hollywood, Broadway, and the West End. You're listening to Phoenix FM, and this is the Stage and Screen Show.
We better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why?
As if I even need to tell you, that was, of course, Judy Garland with the Oscar-winning Over the Rainbow from MGM's 1939 fantasy movie musical The Wizard of Oz. Notable for its use of groundbreaking special effects, well, for the time at least, Technicolor, fantasy storytelling and unusual characters, it has become one of the best-known and most-loved films of all time, despite not being a huge box office success on its initial release. It was, however, an immediate hit with the critics and was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, which it lost to Gone with the Wind. What a year for movies that was. The Wizard of Oz did take home 2 awards, including the Oscar for Best Original Song for Over the Rainbow.
Phoenix FM.
And as for Judy Garland herself, described by Fred Astaire as the greatest entertainer who ever lived, and renowned for her contralto voice, she attained international stardom early on in her career, which spanned more than 40 years, as an actress in musical and dramatic roles, as a recording artist, and on the concert stage. And her daughter, Liza, didn't do too badly either.
Oh, why? No doubt, stop playing the fool.
Liza Minnelli there with Stepping Out by Peter Matz, a live performance featured on the 2004 album The Best of Liza Minnelli. She originally played the role of Mavis Turner in the big screen version of Stepping Out, an adaptation of the stage play by Richard Harris, which was released in 1991 and also starred Julie Waters, Shelley Winters, Ellen Green and Jane Krakowski, amongst others.
Phoenix FM.
Liza Minnelli first rose to international stardom many years earlier, however, in 1972, in fact, when she appeared as Sally Bowles in the 1972 film version of the Broadway musical Cabaret, for which she won an Academy Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the to have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, and as for me, I made my mind back in Chelsea when I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, it isn't that long a stay. Life is a cabaret, old chum. It's only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
From Bob Fosse's film version of Canner and Ebb's Cabaret, that was Liza Minnelli with her Oscar-winning performance of the title track. Cabaret is set in Berlin in 1931 under the growing ominous presence of the Nazi Party. The movie was nominated for 10 Oscars in 1973, and in addition to Minnelli's award, and despite losing out on Best Picture to The Godfather, which I think is fair enough, Cabaret won Best Director for Bob Fosse, Best Cinematographer for Jeffrey Unsworth, and Best Supporting Actor for Joel Grey in the role of the MC.
Money. Money.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A marker
Cayenne, a buck or a pound, a buck or a pound, a buck or a pound is all that makes the world go around. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich and to feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan by the lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht. What? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the go round, of that we both are sure on being poor.
Money, 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 money.
Joel Grey as the MC and Liza Minnelli as Sally Bowles with Money Money from the 1972 film version of Cabaret. Although he actually created the role in the 1966 original Broadway stage production, for which he was awarded a Tony, making him one of only eight people to have won both an Oscar and a Tony for playing the same character.
Phoenix FM.
And just as Judy Garland's daughter Liza followed in her showbiz footsteps, Joel Grey's daughter Jennifer also did the same.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I have the time of my life, and I owe.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand. Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't give up.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be done because I had the time of my life. I never.
the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope.
From the 1987 cult musical romance Dirty Dancing, starring Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, that was, of course, I've Had the Time of My Life, performed by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. The song went multi-platinum and won both the Golden Globe and the Academy Award for Best Duet in the year of the film's release. Dirty Dancing is a coming-of-age drama that documents a teenage girl's relationship with a dance instructor whom she encounters during the family's summer vacation. And it's been announced that the stage musical adaptation of Dirty Dancing will embark on a second UK tour from March next year. The musical's first UK tour opened in September 2011 and is running until June this year. The second tour will begin at the Bristol Hippodrome in March 2014 and will then tour the UK until January 2015, with specific dates still to be announced. The show's producer, Carl Siddow, said, "We are so pleased to be starting this new stage in Dirty Dancing's UK history. The unique combination of Eleanor Bernstein's iconic story and the breathtaking dancing for which the show is renowned has proven so popular around the country that we're really looking forward to allowing new audiences to experience this timeless classic live on stage." Dirty Dancing originally ran for 5 years in London at the Aldwych Theatre, where it opened in 2006.
Phoenix FM.
Patrick Swayze, who starred in the original 1987 movie, also recorded this power ballad for the film's soundtrack.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. I feel her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. And all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I'd go insane. Can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind. You're out of my league.
From the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing, that was Patrick Swayze with She's Like the Wind, which reached the number one spot in the US Billboard Hot Adult Contemporary Tracks chart, whatever that is, although it only made it to number seven in the UK singles chart.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Now, Patrick Swayze was best known for playing two leading roles. The first, of course, was tough guy Johnny Castle in Dirty Dancing, and the second, 13 years later, was Sam Wheat in Jerry Zucker's 1990 hit romantic fantasy film Ghost. Conducted by Maurice Jarre, who composed the full score for the film, from the original motion picture soundtrack of Ghost. That was the instrumental arrangement of Alex North and High Zarat's Unchained Melody. Performing alongside Patrick Swayze, Ghost also starred Demi Moore, Tony Goldwyn and Whoopi Goldberg. And the plot centres on a young woman in jeopardy, Molly, played by Demi Moore, and the ghost of her murdered lover, Sam, played by Swayze, who tries to save her with the help of a reluctant psychic, shall we say, Oda Mae Brown, portrayed brilliantly in the movie by Whoopi Goldberg, who went on to win the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her performance. The film was an outstanding commercial success, grossing over $505 million at the box office, having been made on a budget of $21 million, and was the highest grossing film of 1990.
Phoenix FM.
In fact, the movie was so successful that in 2011, it was transformed into a full stage musical, directed by Tony Award winner Matthew Waukas, and premiered in the West End in the summer of that year, before transferring to Broadway in April 2012.
Picked up your shirts this morning. I don't know why. I don't know why. Mr. Reynolds said to say hello. I started to cry. I started to cry. Every place we ever walked and everywhere we talked, I miss you. You never leave my mind. So much of you is left.
Never see all this wishful thing. Everyone says that it's all in my head, and I can't accept it yet. I'm not ready to just give in. I know that I can't live in this pain with these feelings of regret. I can't comprehend this and pretend that I don't care. Any place I wanna be, I wanna see you there.
You took my life with you.
From the 2011 original cast recording of Ghost, that was The Overture, immediately followed by With You, performed beautifully there by Cassie Levi in the role of Molly. And if you like the sound of that, although the West End production closed at the end of last year, you'll be pleased to hear that there's a national tour planned for later this year, beginning at the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff on the 8th of April, before touring extensively to venues across the UK.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And now, here comes this week's stage and screen news, featuring movie content written by our film journalist, Vicky Bufton. West End musical Jersey Boys, which celebrates its fifth birthday this month, has extended its booking period until March next year. The show, which is playing at the Prince Edward Theatre, is now booking until March 2014 and has also announced a new ticket deal for pensioners, which will enable them to buy top price tickets for just £27.50 for Sunday performances. The show marks its fifth birthday on March the 26th. Marty Pello is to play Che in a new touring production of Evita. Bill Kemwright's production of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's musical will open at the new Wimbledon Theatre on May the 15th, where it runs for a week. It will then tour the UK until October. Pello is best known for singing with the band Wet 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 and has previously appeared in productions including The Witches of Eastwick, Blood Brothers and Chicago. The musical is directed by Ken Wright and Bob Thompson and is designed by Matthew Wright. It has choreography by Bill Dimmer and produced by Ken Wright in association with The Really Useful Group. And next, Trevor Nunn is to direct Patricia Hodge, Caroline Quentin, Rory Bremner and a couple of others in Noel Coward's Relative Values. The production forms part of the Theatre Royal Bath's summer season, which will also include King Lear, starring David Haig, and a staging of George Fidu's A Little Hotel on the Side, co-directed by Lindsay Posner. Relative Values will run from June the 12th to the 29th, with press night on June the 19th. And finally, Jennifer Ellison has criticised the media for focusing on performers' weight and appearance, claiming she would be anorexic by now if she did not have the support of her family and friends. Ellison, a trained dancer who's currently appearing in Singing in the Rain, has regularly had her appearance and weight scrutinised by the press. She said the media's comments about performers' weight can be dangerous, adding that newspapers and magazines don't realise how much it actually affects the performers. And new productions opening in London this week include tomorrow night, My Did I by Jack Thorne opens at the Trafalgar Studios, directed by Vicky Jones. One Bathroom, Two People, A Story of Intimacy and The Darker Side of Love. Be advised, this production includes full frontal nudity, swearing and sexual references. And then on Tuesday night, March the 12th, the National Theatre's production of the superb The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, based on the novel by Mark Haddon and adapted by Simon Stevens, begins a new run at the Apollo Theatre. Catch it while you can. And news from the big screen. The Bond klaxon has sounded with sad news. Sam Mendes will not be returning to direct the next outing due to his hectic schedule of theatre productions. A shame indeed, as Skyfall continues to make money and collect awards left, right and centre. But the next instalment in the franchise is sure to interest a high calibre of directing talent, so watch this space. And a newsflash, Harrison Ford has signed on to play a rival legendary newscaster in Anchorman 2. He will join the returning cast alongside Kristen Wiig and James Marsden. The Will Ferrell comedy will be in our cinemas at the end of December. And finally, it wouldn't be the same without a Star Wars story, and so I bring you the news that Carrie Fisher has confirmed that she'll be returning in the next episode as Princess Leia. Although this hasn't officially been confirmed by Disney yet, seeing as it came from the lady herself, it's a fairly sure thing. And out at the cinema this week, Oz the Great and Powerful, the story before The Wizard of Oz, sees James Franco arrive in the land of Yellow Brick Roads and try to save Munchkins and three witches from doom. Bets on for one of the witches turning a little green around the gills before the end. Also, Side Effects. Rooney Mara, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Jude Law are directed by Steven Soderbergh in a tale about a woman suffering from depression and the psychiatrist who tries to help her with a new drug, which dramatically alters her personality with dire consequences. And finally, Robot and Frank. Ex-cat burglar Frank is brought a robot to help him remember things when his family fear age is taking its toll. But Frank still knows the tricks of the trade and starts to see the robot that the robot could actually help him in more ways than one. And just to round off the stage and screen news this week, the UK box office cinema top five. The latest Nicholas Sparks Romfest, Safe Haven, makes a debut at number five, and A Good Day to Die Hard falls again to number four. Mama holds on to the kids at number three, while Wreck-It Ralph tumbles down to number two. Which means Hansel and Gretel have leapt into the number one slot by way of killing a few witches. You're listening to the Stage and Screen Show on Phoenix FM, and the time is 6:52. From the score to the Stephen Sommers 1999 adventure horror movie The Mummy, which starred Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz, that was Imhotep, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. I featured some of Goldsmith's music on the show before, including Total Recall, Star Trek, Alien, what else, Mulan, and now this. And I'm going to close with one more piece from the prolific movie score composer. From the score to the 1997 film Air Force One, that starred Harrison Ford, that was The Parachutes, once again composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. Well, another hour has gone. That is the end of this week's show, I'm afraid. After the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed, of course, by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8, and then Joe Box, I believe, will be once here again at 10, throwing the switch. Thank you, as always, to Vicky Bufton for the screen news and to all of you for listening. And I hope you can join me again next week for more from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End. That's the Stage and Screen Show next Wednesday at 6 p.m. only on Phoenix FM. Bye for now.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.